It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. It's the second to last JR Sport Brief Show ever here on the Infinity Sports Network. I will be here today. I will be here on Monday. And that's it. No mas, no more. And only a few days after that, the Infinity Sports Network will be no more. So thank you for being here. All right, I will be here today and Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern. 3 Pacific is when we start. You can listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate all over North America, wherever the hell you might live. You got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you got a smart speaker, you don't have to lift a finger. You don't have to push a button. You talk to the machine and you say, hey, play the Infinity Sports Network. You only got a few more days to do so. And so we've been here for an hour, and we got more to do. We talked about Puka Nacua. He's saying some dumb things, doing some stupid things. Let's see if he catches some passes tonight against the Seattle Seahawks Thursday Night Football. We'll talk about that game momentarily. Anthony Richardson, he's back from that broken eye socket. Anthony Richardson back to practicing for the Colts behind Philip Rivers, even though Anthony Richardson still can't really fully see out of his damn eye. What a guy. Kevin Garnett is back. Oh, he's not going to be playing basketball. Them days are over. Kevin Garnett is back to the Minnesota Timberwolves. They will retire his number. They're going to figure out a role for him in the front office. And all of this because that old-ass owner, Glenn Taylor, he had to sell the team to Alex Rodriguez and friends. So Kevin Garnett is like, the old guy's gone. I'm back. But we have more to get into as the show continues. In about 20 minutes, we'll have a conversation with my main man from the West Coast, from the Bay Area. Joe Shasky is going to join us from the Morning Roast. I'm going to have a chat with him about what the heck is going on with the Warriors. There's so many rumors about Jonathan Kuminga. There's rumors about maybe one day Klay Thompson returning. There's a lot to get into. We'll have that chat with Joe Shasky in 20 minutes. We'll talk about Joe Burrow. Every day he seems miserable. We got Matt Verderam, who's going to join us from NFL, Sports Illustrated. He'll be here next hour. We'll talk about Bill Belichick. He's always in the news. Even more rumors that he might return to the NFL. There are rumors that the Bears might leave the state of Illinois to move just a little further away to Indiana. Still far enough for me. And, of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. It's been December 18th all day long. Okay, here's the phone number. We've taken a lot of calls starting yesterday and even today. So if you want to call me before I am the hell up on out of here, 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Well, let's get to your calls. I do want to talk about this game tonight between the Rams and the Seahawks. So let's see what people on the phone lines have to say as we wind things down. Let's go ahead and start off with Michael from Birmingham, Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Michael?
JR, good evening, man. Good evening.
To you as well. What's up?
Man, it's always been a joy to call your show. I've really enjoyed listening to it over the last few years. Any radio exec out there or these podcast financiers need to listen to the people calling this show tonight. And know this man not only knows the culture of the fan, but it doesn't matter if you're from California, Birmingham, Maine. I hear people call from all over the place every night, talk about all the different sports. So, man, I just want to give you a big shout out on that, dude. I've really enjoyed your show, and numerous other people have said the same thing, but truly mean that, dude. Really good show.
Thank you, Michael. And, I appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir. I'll be looking you up, seeing where to listen to you next. I'm not gonna quit listening. That's for sure.
I appreciate you, man.
I got a generic question to ask you. So, of course, I'm interested in tomorrow night's game. What is your opinion? Maybe even a halfway deep take for my sake on the Alabama-Oklahoma game tomorrow night. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, dude.
Well, thank you so much, Michael, for calling from Birmingham. Thank you so much for the kind and positive words. You know, I'm going to go with Alabama. Now, I will say this. Are there going to be too many damn distractions about this Kalen DeBoer situation? Everybody's saying he might be on out the door. He might be moving on. I'm going with Alabama. And maybe that's because I'm here in Georgia and I still have a small fear of the Crimson Tide. It seems like anytime you feel that you can count them out, even in the post-Nick Saban era, at times they can go ahead and rise to the occasion. So I'm going to go ahead and pick Alabama tomorrow night in this first-round college football playoff game. Now let's see what happens. Michael, thank you so much for calling from Birmingham. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4ISN. Kelly's here from Pittsburgh. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Kelly?
Hey, JR, I just wanted to let you know it's been a real pleasure listening to you for the last 3 years. I wish I had known more earlier, but I'm going to miss you, and I wish you nothing but the best. I had a question for you, sir. I'm a Steelers fan, and quite frankly, an over-the-road truck driver. I do nothing all day but listen to sports radio shows. No one talks about Will Howard, not the local media in Pittsburgh, not the national media. And, you know, you hear things, well, what are the Steelers going to do when Rodgers leaves? They're going to draft a quarterback this coming year. And I'm thinking to myself, you just did. We were excited about the kid, but we haven't heard anything about him. You know, and I wondered what your take was on him. And possibly, you think Rodgers is gone after this year? Or well, if they make the playoffs, does he come back?
We had that, you know, we had that conversation with Will Graves, I want to say yesterday or 2 days ago. You know, after we saw the Steelers go out there and beat the Miami Dolphins, and he had mentioned Will Howard as a possibility. But the reality is we haven't seen him play. And so, yeah, the Steelers would certainly hope that he's ready. But I don't know. You don't know. I don't even think Mike Tomlin knows at this point in time. Will Graves, if you listen to our conversation, believes that it doesn't matter how things end this year for Aaron Rodgers. This is going to be the end of his career. And there's one thing I know and you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers are not going to ascend to any type of heights unless they have themselves a full-time quarterback. And maybe Will Howard is that guy. Maybe he's not. What only time is going to tell. We're going to have to wait, I would say, almost another calendar year until we figure out who the hell that guy is. And for you, a Steelers fan, you should be so lucky if you don't have to draft yet another quarterback come April, and you can just hand the reins off to Will Howard. I consider yourself lucky at that point.
Yeah, that's why I said I thought that they had a lot more faith in him. I understand he hasn't played. You're not going to unless Aaron's really hurt. You went right to Mason Rudolph when Aaron got hurt. I get it, but, you know, especially if they get out of the playoffs and they have any time left, I don't think they will. I think they will make the playoffs. I'd like to see Will Howard play in the preseason next year. JR, thank you for everything you've done. You've been a blessing to all of us.
Well, thank you, Kelly. You have a great holiday. Thank you so much.
You and
shout-outs to Kelly for calling from Pittsburgh. Thank you. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Look, they're going to see. We're going to see Will Howard. He's eventually going to get some play. But right now, no. I mean, yeah, they're going to – if they felt that he was going to put them over the hump, then Mike Tomlin would have put him out there. But Mike Tomlin is like, I want to win games. I don't want to go for the great unknown. But here's where it boils down to. The next time the Steelers legitimately have a solid stretch where they can be one of the top teams in the AFC, where they can go back to being Super Bowl contenders – they're probably almost just, I feel 100% confident in saying this. They're going to have a quarterback that has to be a young guy. He's going to have to be this Drake May, Bo Nix type dude that they have confidence in and not just a plug-and-play dude. But let's be real. It's not all that long ago that Ben Roethlisberger left. And so you need a transition period. I mean, it looked like the New England Patriots were going to be ass for a very long time. And they got their hands on Drake May. And God bless them. They've been able to turn things around. It's going to have to be the same thing for the Steelers, but are they ever going to be bad enough where they can get their hands on a top QB? And let's face it, do you have to be complete garbage to do that? No, you don't have to have the number one overall pick. So I know that's the part that drives Steeler fans crazy. Oh, we're always good. We're always good, but we're never good enough to win a championship. Wait until you get a QB. It hasn't been that long. Be patient. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Brian is here from Colorado Springs. You're on the JR Sportbeat Show. What's up, Brian?
Hey, cool. Thank you, JR, for taking my call.
Sure.
Good evening.
You're welcome.
Hey, first time, long time. I'm glad I got in before you move on. And by the way, I'm going to find out where you're going to show up here in Colorado Springs because, like all the other callers, I've really enjoyed your show. And I think you said this last night, you're taking the top six with you. That's not going anywhere, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I created it before I even got on the radio. Yeah.
I remember, yeah, that's what you said. And I tried to get in last night because the reason why I'm calling is last night you were talking about Super Bowl contenders.
Yeah.
And I think you listed a few teams. Like, I think your favorites were like the Rams.
Bills and Rams.
Yeah, the Bills. But you didn't even mention the Broncos, and they've got the best record in the NFL.
Okay.
And I was wondering, have you watched any of their games this year?
Yes. You think I sit around and just don't watch what I talk about?
Well, there's a lot of games. But
yeah, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm intently. It's impossible. Any human being, I don't give a damn what job they have. Okay? I don't care who you are. Nobody's sitting around watching 60 minutes of every single game talking about it. It's impossible. But I certainly do watch the Broncos. I've seen the Broncos. I've watched the Broncos. I look at the stats, the numbers, and the results of every single game. And I don't have confidence in the Broncos because what I have seen is that they play too many close games. I am not confident in Bo Nix just going down the field and just beating somebody's ass, you know, in four straight rounds. And the defense is going to have to carry the majority of the load. For me, with the Broncos, it really boils down to the QB and how many close games that they've had to play. So that's why I'm not all that confident in that.
All right. I'm telling you, I was skeptical, lifelong Bronco fan.
Okay.
And I was skeptical, but they have matured. He has matured, Nix has, every game. And I told this to somebody here in town, like, they kind of rope-a-dope people, you know. And you
is
know
that what they do?
He's going to keep. That's what they're doing.
Okay. It's a strategy.
How many times I've watched Mahomes for the past 10 years? You don't win the game in the first quarter. You don't win it in the second.
Yeah,
you
but
keep
you
these people
you
around,
have a
you
but
win
here's
it
a,
in that.
Here's a difference. I don't think anybody playing any NFL game is trying to go for a rope-a-dope. Listen to these scores when it comes down to their victories, okay? I'm going to go back. I'm looking at it right now. Let's go back to the New York Jets in October. They beat the Jets 13-11. The next week, they had to come back by, 30 points to beat the New York Giants 33-32. The next week, they beat Dallas 44-24. Great. They beat Houston, two defensive teams. They beat Houston 18-15. They beat Las Vegas 10-7.
I know.
They beat the Chiefs by 3, 22-19. They beat Washington after Thanksgiving 27-26 in overtime. Okay, what I mean, these games are ridiculously close.
Well, that's if you're not interested in high blood pressure, they're horrible because as a fan, I hate it.
I'm sure.
But I do. There's something with this team, though. I'm going to call you.
I won't
at
be
your next landing spot.
Oh, okay.
And we'll see what happens with the Broncos, man. Love your show, JR.
Thank you, Brian.
God bless.
Thank you so much. Shout out to Brian for calling from. He's like, I'm going to call you. I'm like, I'm not going to be here. You're going to have to be calling somebody else. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Trippy's here from Baltimore. You on the JR Sportbeat Show. What's up, Trippy?
Hey, JR, what's going on with you?
What it is?
Hey, first of all, I want to say my favorite part of your always listening to your show is like when you get a history of the day, man. That's the like dopest right there, man.
Well, thanks.
Second of all, man, I don't know why my good brother Rashawn from Baltimore keep calling. You know, the Cowboy fan talking about he want to make sure he the last caller that you talk to when your show ends.
Yeah.
Man, he got to get them Cowboys. Just ask him what that E stands for beside him. Is it for effort or eliminated? You know what I mean?
Ooh, but
I'm a big Ravens fan. I'm a big Ravens fan, you know. And I heard that Steelers fan talk. I mean, I just hope we're ready for week 17 because we definitely about to make history being the three-time AFC North champs.
Well, that's what it boils down to, right? That final week, everybody is sweating this whole next 3 weeks. I'm like, why you leave me alone about it? Just wait.
I'm good. And another thing, I know you high on the Buffalo Bills, but come on, man, you know that's the city of what, misery.
Oh boy,
you know what I mean. Damn. So they ain't gonna win nothing, man. You know what I mean. So and one more thing, I heard you say the Seahawks and Rams play tonight. I always been high on the Seahawks. You know why? My man Mike McDonald over there. You know.
You feel high. You high on. You like Sam. Are you high on Sam Darnold?
I mean, he's doing his thing. I mean, I'm high on their defense. But long as they got Mike over there with that defense,
good answer.
They good.
Good answer. You know what I mean? Being high on the defense is a good answer. Being high on Sam Darnold, he may make you want to get high after you watch him. So it's two different things. Hey, Trippy.
But AJ, man, it's good talking to you, man. I'm still tuning in to you. I follow you on Twitter, so I still tune in wherever you be at. I got you.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate you, man. You be well, all right?
All right, my guy.
All right, shout-outs to Trippy for calling from Baltimore. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast-to-coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we're going to talk about tonight's Thursday night matchup, okay? We're going to get into the Seattle Seahawks hosting the Los Angeles Rams. But before we do that, I do want to talk some basketball because the NBA is back. Everybody's fully back after this NBA Cup. We're going to have a conversation with Joe Shasky from 95.7 The Game out in the Bay Area because the Warriors, what the hell is going on with them? Okay, we got Steph Curry coming back from injury. We got Jonathan Kuminga. He ain't playing. There's rumors about Klay Thompson returning. Let's figure out what's going on. We'll have that chat with Joe on the other side of the break. It's the second to last JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Oh, yeah, we got to let this one play. We got to let this song play. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Damn, yeah, I mean, we got NFL football tonight. People are getting ready for the end of the year. There's a lot of things going on. But right now, as basketball winds back up after the Cup, we're going to talk about the Warriors. We just heard E40. Right now, it's time for us to go to the Bay, have a chat with Joe Shasky from 95.7 The Game. You can catch him the morning times on the morning roast. Joe, welcome back, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. The Warriors, not doing so good, 40 water.
I was going to say, there's a lot of nopes right now for the Warriors. They got a 13-14 record. Everybody's getting wound back up now that the NBA Cup is done. And we get these rumors about Kuminga, and people are writing letters to the owner. And it's just a lot of stuff going on, man. What's the biggest story right now in Warriors land?
The biggest story? I mean, the biggest story is that Warrior fans coming to grips with how the dynasty might end, you know, kind of ugly, going out kind of sad. Look, Kuminga has been a story for 5 years. Why doesn't he play? Is he good? What position is he? You know, that has been a story we've been monitoring the entire time. Did they make the right selection? Should they have taken Franz Wagner? Should they have taken other guys? Why does the coach not play him? Why is he playing marginal backups who are fringe NBA players before putting him in? You know, there's been so much going on. The Draymond punch from 2 or 3 years ago with Jordan Poole is still being talked about today because of the ramifications of what that did to Jordan Poole and his psyche. There was an article this morning dropped on ESPN about Klay Thompson and his leaving the team and how it was a year, 2 year long saga about how everything got dealt. This is what happens. Like, the hard part is this. I was a Warrior fan when we sucked, when we wandered the desert, all right? 40 years and 40 nights of nothingness, of Earl Boykins and Mookie Blaylock and Tyrone Hill. And then we got Steph Curry. And he's the greatest player most of us have ever seen. And he's probably the greatest franchise player ever. And he changed the algorithm. And we became one of the haves and not the have-nots. And a lot of young Warrior fans don't understand it doesn't last forever. And when it starts to age, it kind of looks like it does right now, where it's ugly and they're pointing the fingers at each other.
So let me ask you that. And we got Joe Shasky here on the line with us from 95.7 The Game in the Bay Area. Knowing that Kuminga is on the younger side, Pajemski on the younger side, Draymond and Steph on the older side, along with Jimmy Butler, Who's going to last? I assume that Kuminga is going to get moved between now and February, and they're still going to try to make a run as long as they have these contracts with Curry and Butler, correct? No?
Look, there's video footage that came out today of Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green passive-aggressively, I would just say, bad body languaging each other. Now, do we make a lot of that? I don't know. But here's the thing with Draymond, right? On the day that they had the big, you know, blow up with the punch, that wasn't his first run-in with a teammate. Kevin Durant go way back in terms of beefing with each other. And, you know, when you made that decision to swing on JP, Jordan Poole, Andrew Wiggins was never the same. That was his closest buddy, you know. Kevon Looney was very close with Jordan Poole. That was one of his close buddies. And so, you know, I'm not trying to blame everything on Draymond in that moment, but he has alienated a lot of people and has held the organization hostage in a lot of ways. Look, think about this. He plays the four. Kuminga's probably really a four. Well, Draymond's got to start because they need defense. Okay, but he also needs to be out there because he's their point guard. All right, but you better have shooting alongside of him. Well, Kuminga's not a shooter, so he's not going to play alongside of him. And it just messes with all of their combinations of lineups right now. And then he's just old. He can't play hard that he needs to every single night to be a top two or three player on this team. They're asking him to do something his body won't do. This team's in shambles right now. Jimmy Butler's a very, very, very good player. I think Warrior fans are losing their minds pointing the finger at him because they're expecting him to drop 30 points every night, and he can't do it every night. He's a 20-point-a-night scorer, get to the free throw line 8 times a game, but he's going to make the right basketball decision. He passes. He's a passer. And this team needs shooting and scoring and defensive stops, and his old body can't do it anymore. So, I mean, look, they're in a really tough spot. They have to trade Kuminga because they don't have any other options.
Damn, Joe Shasky is here with us on 95.7 The Game. Well, we know Steph Curry. He is likely, I say likely, going to go down as one of these legends that sticks with one team. The Kobe's, the Dirk Nowitzki's. I'm talking about almost 20 years with one squad. Do you see any circumstance where Steph Curry goes, man, this is starting to stink. You know what? Is there somewhere else I can go?
I never say never, but in my lifetime, I watched Joe Montana play on another team. Now, they had Steve Young. I watched T.O. and Jerry Rice and Ronnie Lott and Roger Craig play on other teams. I watched Frank Gore play on another team.
A lot of
I watched Chris Mullin, who was one of my favorite players of all time, play Pacers. On another team.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, very few guys get to go out on their terms on top with their squad. Nothing Curry has said or done would ever indicate that he would want to leave. But, I mean, he's kind of earned the right to do whatever he wants, you know? And, like, if we can't get our act together, I don't blame him. But I think Warrior fans would be devastated. We're not ready to – they're ready to, like, hey, trade everything for Giannis, throw 1,000 picks at it. We don't care if the next 15 years we have no picks. Just do anything you can to get Steph Curry a fifth championship.
Joe Shasky's here with us from 95.7 The Game, morning show host on The Morning Roast. Amongst everything that you've brought up, we know that the Warriors have had success so much that they've moved from one side of the bay to the other into San Francisco. Yeah. The season tickets are ridiculously high. They are an aging team. They have no idea where the fit is. We got people sending Lacob emails about what he wants, what the fans. What does this look like? Because eventually, like you said, it's not going to be high. And it seems like they're approaching a low. For all the money that's been invested in moving this team and making them one of the most valuable teams on planet Earth, what happens when they bottom out?
I mean, that's a great question. I have no idea. So basketball's so different than the other sports. Like, there are a lot of Curry fans who aren't Warrior fans. A lot of them. And that's a good thing. Like, that's helped the bandwagon of the Warrior fan base. But, like, I wonder where are they going to go when Curry, you know, eventually leaves. Very similar to the LeBron fans. I don't have that answer. But the Bay Area is a hotbed for basketball. We've always supported this team. But what would it look like with 3 straight years of nothingness? I'll just tell you this. They opened a brand new arena. Clay Torres' knee and his Achilles. Steph broke his hand. Brand new arena, year one. This was in 2020, right before COVID hit. You could get floor seats like we're giving them away. That was year one in a new stadium, after going to the finals for five straight years. So, you know, the dollar is very difficult out here right now. Times are hard in the Bay Area. It's very expensive. People are very discerning with their extra money. It's not like they're not going to watch. It's just, it's really hard to financially support a team if the entertainment and the success isn't happening on the court to what the standard that they created over the last 15 years was. If we're being real, is a totally unfair standard. I mean, being in the finals seven times in 15 years, I mean, the Kings would die to have two of those. Die. They'd die to have, the Clippers would die to have two of those. I'm just using some in-state, you know, examples. The Memphis Grizzlies, like, we've lived a very privileged existence. I just think it's really hard for people to, you know, see the end of this rainbow.
Yeah, this is going to be tough. Well, let me ask you this, trying to think about the end of the rainbow. They got to get through the end of the season. You mentioned the article today that really highlighted Klay Thompson and his exit from the Golden State Warriors. And, you know, there have been some thoughts and quotes about what a return might look like. Is it even worth it for Klay Thompson to go, I'm going back to the Warriors? Like, who cares, right? Or am I wrong?
No, look, I seen Chris Webber come back at the very end, and it was not good. Mullen ended up playing a year with the Warriors after bouncing around. Here's what I would say. I know that Joe Montana, to this day, it begrudgingly goes to a lot of 49er events. He still harbors ill will toward the Niners for choosing Steve Young over him, okay? He has not been the great ambassador post-career that you would think he would be championing the Niners. I have a feeling Klay is going to have that kind of, and I get it, like that nastiness in him. Like, you guys kept Draymond, and I was the one that had to go. You guys gave him a fourth year, and I was the one that had to go. I think there's a lot of nastiness, and I just don't know if time will heal it in time enough by the time his end of his run goes in the NBA. So how much has he got left? I mean, like, really? You know,
he's averaging like 10 points a game.
Like, we're ready to run Buddy Hield out of town, and he's got very comparable numbers to Buddy Hield right now. Not saying Buddy's got his legacy or anything like that. Look, Warrior fans are down so bad. Let me give you an example. Brandon Podziemski is one of the most polarizing players on the team. Every day on the radio, I have just lines of people ready to debate whether he's good or bad every day. Every day. Brandon Podziemski, the backup point guard. That's how intense this fan base is. I mean, we are as intense as a football fan base on just the Warriors. And I do the Niners, too. I'm telling you, it's insane how we cover this team.
Well, let me ask you this in finality. This is a difficult thing to even say. Crazy to think because he doesn't look it. Steph Curry is going to be 38 years old in a few months.
I know.
Let me say it again for everybody listening. Steph Curry is about to be 38. He may still look 25 or 30. He's about to be 38. Do you think we will see him win another championship with the Warriors? Or is that ship sail?
God, I have a hard time seeing it happen. I mean, they would need the most dramatic Hail Mary play. Look at the league. The league is so athletic. It's so young. It's a young man's game. Like, they brought in Al Horford. He's got nothing left. I watched Jimmy Butler. He's still a very good player. He can't do it every single night the way the Shai Gilgeous-Alexanders can or the Lucas can. Like, every night, I watched Curry carry this organization for 15 straight years. They need a guy who's in his prime physically to be able to be the 1A or 1B to his 1A. Like, they need that desperately. If they don't do it, I have a hard time seeing them get out of the second round of the playoffs. Right now, this is a play-in team, if I'm being dead serious. This is a play-in team that hopefully will get the right matchup, get in. But if you go one or two, like meaning you're the 7 or 8 seed, you're facing Denver or the Oklahoma City. You know, you've watched Oklahoma City there. They're incredibly deep. Every guy on that team is either in their prime or entering their prime. There's not one guy on the Warriors in his prime right now. Not one.
Well, at least while this likely goes down, we will get all the Draymond Green podcasts. So I know you'll enjoy that, Joe.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look, Draymond, he is the ultimate fire. He burns you. But, man, he also warms up the house. He has been a lightning rod of content for us for many, many years. I just wish him and the owner during the season would just stop sending emails, stop doing podcasts. Like, I had a joke today. He's had more good podcasts than good games this year. He's had three really good games. He's had about four really good podcasts this year. And one of them was with the Kittles.
George? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, George. Hey, look, here's the funniest thing. All of this has done is basically cloud the whole Brandon Ayuk saga with the 49ers, which is the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. So, I mean, the Warriors, my God, they just, the gift that keeps giving.
Well, pretty soon, Brandon will be tweeting about the Warriors instead of how he wants out from the 49ers. So I'll be waiting on that one.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you right now, a little birdie told me they're coming for his money for this year. This saga is not over. The Niners want all their money back. It's ugly. It's about as ugly of a divorce I can ever see. So, man, it's good talking with you, bro. I mean, I hate to be so Debbie Downer on the Warriors, but big game against the Phoenix Suns tonight. Name three Phoenix Suns. I know. Like, yeah, that's how bad they are.
Yeah. Devin Booker, the guy who irritates LeBron, and the guy who doesn't play. Jalen.
Hey, I'm going to say this right now. I'll take Dylan Brooks on my team. You know why? That guy cares. And right now, the Warriors need a bunch of guys who care. So sign me up for Dylan Brooks, as crazy as he is.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Hey, Joe, always a pleasure, man. I catch you and holler at you down the line. You have a wonderful holiday. Tell everybody where they could follow and listen to you out in the Bay Area.
I'm on all the platforms, ButcherBoy415, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, whatever. But every single day on YouTube, 95.7 The Game, or on the Odyssey app. We're an Odyssey station here in San Francisco. Have a good one, man. And I'm rooting for the Seahawks to win tonight so my Niners have a chance at the one seed. So go Seahawks, something I've never said before.
Forward thinking. Catch that on Amazon. Joe, happy holidays to you and your family. I'll catch you soon,
you too,
okay?
Bro.
No doubt about it. Merry Christmas. To you as well. Merry Christmas. Shout-outs to Joe Shasky. Oh, always a pleasure. Full of energy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. You know, he talked about tonight's Thursday night matchup. We're getting ready for that one between Seattle and the Rams. Major implications as well for the 49ers, who are just a game behind both of them. So we're going to talk some football. We're going to, you know what, let's hear some of these points from Klay Thompson. We'll get into some football. We got a lot to do. But right now, let's get into everything going on in the world of sports. It is time for a news flash. Here he is, Chris Lopresti.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Thank you so much to Joe Shasky coming through from 95.7 The Game out in the Bay Area to talk about the 49ers and really give us the reality, not on the 49ers, but on the Golden State Warriors, man. It's just, it's not looking good. And let me say it again. Steph Curry is about to be 38 years old in March. And there's this whole article coming out earlier today about, you know, maybe one day possibly, like this is some fairy tale, that Klay Thompson will make his way back to the Golden State Warriors. For what? Just to retire, to call it quits? He's about to be 36 years old. And so what are we doing here? I hate to say it as well. There ain't no more championships in Golden State for the Warriors. It's done. And it's just hard to let go of a good thing when you have it. I mean, even if you think about the Chicago Bulls, they were already imploding by the time we got to their last championship. And if they stayed together, they probably would have won the title in 1999. They would have been much better than the New York Knicks. We know that lockout year. But Michael Jordan was gone, and that thing just ended. And there it was. It was over. Just like that, it was done. The Golden State Warriors are holding on. They're holding on, and it's not going to get any better. I mean, if we even go back to some of the comments made by Klay Thompson last year at any point in time, you know, this is what Klay had to say last summer when leaving the Golden State Warriors.
A new change of scenery can do wonders, and I'm very grateful for my time at Golden State, but I just felt like, you know, moving on could just re-energize me and do something special for the rest of my career.
Well, they don't want to pay him. And how did that work out? I mean, just months after he signed a contract with the team, the Dallas Mavericks and their GM, Nico Harrison, who's no longer there, they end up trading Luka Doncic to the Lakers. And it's just like, what are we doing here? And so everything that Klay looked for and that he wanted for a team that he thought he was in to compete for a championship, let's keep in mind, they just went to the finals. They just went to the finals. And they ended up screwing things up. And now Klay Thompson is out there running around scoring 10 points, his lowest scoring average since, I believe, his rookie year. And now he's out here just looking at Cooper Flagg. We know Cooper Flagg is the future. Ain't nothing else in Dallas. By the time he's really pushing them to anything, Klay Thompson is going to be sitting in a rocking chair. Like, that's just the reality of it. But maybe they'll play against each other again. Maybe they'll be on the same team. But there's nothing to look forward to. It's like Kiss going on tour. These are their greatest hits. It's like, I don't know, Elton John going on a world tour saying, I'm done. Like, you know they're no longer in their primes, but you just want to see them one more time. These are some comments by Klay about facing his old buddy, Steph Curry.
It was fun to match up with Steph. I mean, we guarded each other plenty of times in practice with Team USA camps and All-Star games, so a real competitive NBA game. It was pretty surreal, but after a few minutes, it was just basketball.
And just basketball. It sucks that it's done. And they went for it last year. They gave Jimmy Butler a new contract. They traded for Jimmy Butler, gave him a new contract, and they're just stuck. And it's going to get worse. And it's going to get ugly. It is. It's pretty bad, pretty miserable. Bacha, you see anything coming out of these Warriors that cooked, right?
Traditionally, I would say yes. But I feel like Steph Curry's been hurt every other week now. And it's not just like, oh, a sprained ankle. It's soft tissue injuries. And it's just, he has to do way too much with that team to even get them in contention. So unless they somehow pull a rabbit out of the hat and trade Jonathan Kuminga for an actual solid rotation piece, there is nothing to look forward to for the Warriors. And then the reunion with Klay Thompson, there's no reason for it. You severed ties when he left for Dallas. You just retire, one-day contract, that's all good. You can do a podcast, Steph and Klay. Nobody remember this second return trying to save the team. Yeah. It's just let them finish their careers and just try to look to the future. That's the place to go.
It's done. There's no more glory years. I mean, it was pretty amazing a couple of seasons ago when they beat the Boston Celtics, and that's it. Like, there's nothing else there. Put a fork in them, they're done. And that really sucks because, Steph Curry is amazing. Could you imagine what he would be doing if he were on another team? And maybe they present that option to him, and maybe he says, you know what? Yeah, it's done. Let's move on. And then we all know he's a franchise icon. He will always be Mr. Golden State Warrior. They'd be best moving on. I think it'd be cool if that would take place. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Speaking of being done, the WNBA has been in the news recently. And not for anything good. All these comments about whether or not they're going to have a work stoppage and a strike and a keep pushing back the deadline for them to negotiate before they call a work stoppage. Well, apparently the WNBA Players Association has said, we ready. Like, we are ready to strike right now. Take a listen to their executive director, Terry Jackson. This is what she had to say to the fans if they stop playing ball.
If a work stoppage were to happen, I want fans to realize that it should not have happened, that nobody wanted this to happen. At least nobody on the player side of the table would have wanted this to happen, right? We understand and we see not just the moment, but the momentum that women's sports is having and that the W is experiencing. So if this happens, if the players were to strike, I want the fans to understand it's because we were pushed to a point of no return. Is because we were pushed to a point in which the league and the teams did not take us seriously, that they were not willing to engage. If the league moves to lock out the players, wow. That's all I can say. Like, wow. Like, if nobody wants us to lose this momentum, but if the league and the teams decide that that is the course of action they want to take instead of doing the work at the table, wow, I, what are we doing here?
Wow, that's a lot of wows. I'll tell you this much. I like it. Well, I mean, I could care less about her comments. I like how, as a negotiating tactic, they're starting to blame the league. Cool, good for them. Let's see what happens after this. And by the way, I do believe there are some players, based on the amount of money that they are and are not making, that would be fine if there was a work stoppage, that they are rooting for a work stoppage so they could put the screws to the WNBA owners and the NBA, who has basically helped finance the league. So I think there are some players who wouldn't mind a temporary work stoppage. So let's not all pin it on the ownership. But hey, look, you got to play the game if you want to try to go out there and make some money. I'm expecting a WNBA work stoppage just like the majority of people. You know what? It sounds terrible. This is just as interesting as if they were playing. Boccia, that's a terrible thing to say, but I think I'm telling the truth.
In a weird way, it's attention to the league, but it's like, you of course you want to see them happy and playing and getting paid, but it also draws attention to the bigger issues.
It does. You know, hey, look, TNT, I don't know what's on TNT anymore, but I remember they used to say, what they say about drama? What they, Boccia, help me.
TNT, I don't know. We have all the drama?
Yeah, we know drama. Yeah, we know drama. We like drama, too. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. When we take a break, we're going to talk to you about Thursday Night Football here on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.